Callum O'Neill.
On the day my case came to court, the preceding trial involved five privileged young men who'd also employed an expensive lawyer. The lawyer explained to the panel of white-haired judges that the young men had beaten an innkeeper to a pulp because they'd heard him profanely cursing the name of Zeus. One judge immediately launched into a diatribe against youths who refused to take responsibility for their actions. Then they have the nerve to claim they are acting on behalf of the gods, which is itself an act of heinous sacrilege. There's too much of this sort of thing, said another greybeard. I blame the parents, said a third. I noticed my father and Xylopraxis exchanging glances. 20 minutes later, the trial was over. All five guilty, punishable by death.
Nowhere can an Englishman turn to escape the ingenuity of the Scots. He has by now been reminded too much of Scotland, and in desperation he picks up the Bible only to find that the first man mentioned in the Good Book is a Scot, King James VI, who authorised its translation. He could take to drink, but the Scots make the best in the world. He could take a rifle and end it all, but the breech-loading rifle was invented by Captain Patrick Ferguson of Pitfours, Scotland. If he escaped death, he could find himself on an operating table, injected with penicillin, discovered by Sir Alexander Fleming of Darvel, Scotland, and given chloroform, an anaesthetic discovered by Sir James Young Simpson, obstetrician and gynaecologist of Bathgate, Scotland. Out of the anaesthetic, he would find no comfort in learning that he was as safe as the Bank of England, founded by William Paterson of Dumfries, Scotland. Perhaps his only remaining hope would be to get a transfusion of good Scottish blood, which would entitle him to ask, "Wha's like us? Damn few, and they're a' deed."